it's Thursday. I'm Matthew Elyria, and you're watching the Faith for Life broadcast. Let's pray and release faith over today's broadcast, and then we're going to get right into the Word. Father, we do thank you again today, Lord, for your Word. We ask you today for revelation of it. We ask you today for grace and help to receive it, to put it into practice, and to see it work in our lives. And Lord, again today, I release my faith over everybody watching the broadcast. And Lord, I thank you for ministering to them by your Spirit through this broadcast in a great and in a mighty way. And Lord, I do thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, all this week on the broadcast, we've been doing a series of teachings entitled Living in the Peace of God. And this week on the broadcast, we're learning how to enjoy and experience the reality of God's peace in our lives, every day of our lives, no matter what's going on around us. Now, let's go back over to John 14. And let's look there again at verse 1. Jesus said this, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God and believe in me also." And then in verse 27, he said, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world gives, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." And so again, we can see from those verses that God's will for our lives is to walk in and enjoy His peace. He does not want us living in this twisted up state of angst where we are stressed and mad and worried and sad about something all the time. And friend, many people in the world, most in the world itself is living in that state, where they're twisted up and stressed out and worried and mad and sad. And as believers, we need to be cautious because the enemy would like to pull us into that state with the world as well. And many of the church do. They live just like the world lives. They have no peace. They're stressed. They're worried. They're mad. They're angry. They're sad. They're troubled about something all the time. But that's not God's will for our lives. Now, on yesterday's broadcast, we began to talk about principles that govern peace. And again, there are things that we can do that will rob us of every ounce of peace that we have. And on the other end, there are things that you and I can do that will cause us to enjoy levels of peace in our lives like we never have before. And so on yesterday's broadcast, we said one of the first principles that govern peace is that you have to lay hold of it with your own faith. You have to believe you have the peace of God. You have to say you have the peace of God. And you do that when you don't see it and when you don't feel it. And you keep believing that and keep saying that until you do see it and feel it. And that's one of the big principles that governs peace. If you wait to believe you have God's peace and say you have God's peace until you're enjoying the reality of it, you'll never get to the place where you're enjoying the reality of it. And so you have to lay hold of it with your own faith. Now, on today's broadcast, I want to talk to you about another principle that governs peace, and it has to do with your thought life. In fact, let's go over to Isaiah chapter 26, and we'll look at a verse there in Isaiah chapter 26 and in verse 3. Isaiah 26 verse 3 says this. It says, "You will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you." And so the person that's going to be in perfect peace is the person whose mind is stayed on the Lord. And so there is a direct connection between the level of peace you enjoy and the thoughts that you think on. I want to say it to you again. There's a direct connection between the level of peace you enjoy and the thoughts that you think on. In Romans chapter 8, verse 6, it says this, "To be carnally minded is death." And so again, we're talking about the mind. And then it goes on to say, "But to be spiritually minded is life and peace." And so only the person who's spiritually minded is going to enjoy peace. Only the person who's going to keep their mind stayed on the Lord, that's the person that's going to walk in and enjoy the peace of God in their lives. Now in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 6, it says this, "Be careful for nothing. Do not fret or have anxiety about anything." That's in the Amplified Bible. "But in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." And so again, we're talking about the peace of God. But then in verse 8, well, let me go back to verse 7. It says, "The peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." And so here again, we have our minds in the scripture connected to our peace. And then in verse 8, he goes on to say, "Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true and honest and just and pure and lovely and of a good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things." And so we have multiple verses that are connecting our peace to our thought life, the level of peace that we enjoy to what we think on. And so again, your peace is connected to your thought life. Now, I want to read you another verse. I know I'm giving you a lot of verses at the beginning of the broadcast today, but these things are important. I want to read you a verse in Lamentations chapter 3, and we're going to read starting here in verse 19 in the CEV version. And it says this, "Just thinking of my troubles and my lonely wandering makes me miserable. That's all I ever think about, and I'm depressed. Then I remember something that fills me with hope. The Lord's kindness never fails." Now, what do we see in those verses? We see that what he's thinking on is directly affecting the level of peace that he enjoys. He said, "When I think on my troubles and my lonely wandering, it makes me miserable." He said, "That's all I ever think about, and I'm depressed." You might want to tell the guy, "Well, think about something else." But you can see from that verse that what he's thinking on is affecting his peace. Then in the next verse, he said, then I think about something that fills me with hope. And when he started thinking about how the Lord's kindness never failed, it brought peace back to his life. And so you can see from these verses, there are things that if you think on them, they will completely rob you of every ounce of peace that you have. And on the other end, there are things in this Bible that if you'll fix your mind on, it will cause you to walk in and enjoy peace that passes all understanding. And so, friend, here's the truth of the matter. If you are going to experience God's peace in your life and enjoy the reality of it in your life, there are places that you just cannot let your mind go. I want to say it to you again. If you are going to enjoy the reality of God's peace in your life, then there are places that you cannot afford to let your mind go. Because if you let your mind go to certain places, it's going to rob you of all the peace that you have. Negative thoughts that you and I allow to fester, negative thoughts that you and I think on, they will eat away at your peace. Come on, friend, have you ever had something going on in your life and it was negative and you thought negatively about it all day? How were you doing at the end of the day? How was your level of peace at the end of the day? You didn't have any peace because negative thoughts that come to us from the enemy that we allow to fester and that we think on, they will eat away at our peace. And so peace-robbing thoughts that come to us from the enemy, they must be dealt with if we're going to enjoy God's peace in our lives. You know, you see this in Matthew chapter 14 in verse 30. Peter was walking on the water to go to Jesus, and he was looking at Jesus, and he's walking on the water to go to Jesus. But in verse 30, it says this, "But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid." When he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid. The word "saw" in that verse means when he turned his mind upon it and fixed his eyes and his mind upon the wind, what happened to him? When he did that, he was afraid. He lost his peace. He lost his faith. Well, why wasn't he afraid before that? Because as long as his thoughts were fixed on the master and on what the master told him, his peace was intact. But the moment that he let his mind go somewhere he shouldn't have let it go, he lost his peace. And so Peter's thought life, what he did in his thought life, robbed him of his peace. And the same thing can happen with you and me, friend. If we let our minds go certain places, we cannot expect to enjoy the reality of God's peace in our lives. And so what do we do when a wrong thought comes, when a peace-robbing thought comes? Well, let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 10, and we'll look at a verse there that'll tell us what to do, because what's going to happen is peace-robbing thoughts are going to come to us all, and they're coming to us from the enemy, because as we found out earlier this week on the broadcast, the enemy does not want us living in peace. And so he will bring thoughts to you, peace-robbing thoughts to you, to try to rob you of your peace. And they come to us all. And friend, you might have multiple peace-robbing thoughts come to you every day. And if you don't deal with those thoughts and instead let them fester and think on them, then they will eat away at your peace. And here's one of the problems that we run into with people that are not enjoying God's peace in their life. They will be worried or living in that twisted state of angst that we've talked about, where they're stressed and mad or sad about something all the time. And so many people will come to you and want, pray for me that God will give me peace. Would you pray for me that I would have peace? Would you pray for me that I would enjoy peace in my life? And there's nothing wrong with that on the surface. But the reality is that after we get done praying, if you don't guard your thought life, then my prayers cannot override you, violating this principle that governs peace, that you have to guard your thoughts if you want to walk in peace. And so just asking God to give you peace when He's already given you peace, while you go home and keep thinking on the same wrong stuff, that's not going to help you walk in peace. You have to take ownership of your thought life, and you have to realize that you are the bouncer at the door of your own thought life. And if you want to enjoy God's peace in your life, then there's going to be certain things you can't feed on, certain things you can't let yourself think about, certain places you can't let your mind go. And so when a wrong thought comes in 2 Corinthians 10:5, it tells us, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. And so peace-robbing thoughts that come to you, what do you do with them? That verse tells us that we cast down these imaginations or these thoughts, and we bring our thoughts into captivity to the obedience of Christ. And so, friend, you need to do this in your own life. Whenever you start thinking on something that you begin to sense is not giving you peace, you need to stop and ask yourself, thinking on this, thinking about this, is that ministering peace to me? If I keep thinking on this, am I going to get more peaceful, or am I going to get less peaceful? How is thinking on this gonna affect my peace level? Is it gonna give me more peace? Is it gonna give me less peace? You need to stop and slow down and do this in your life. You need to ask yourself, thinking about this, is this giving me more peace? Is this filling me with peace? Or is this robbing me of my peace? And here's the thing, if it's not ministering peace to you, then deal with it. Cast it down, get rid of it, and fix your mind on God and on His Word. That's a powerful thing that you can do in your life, is stop and ask yourself, is this ministering peace to me? And if it's not, then cast it down and get rid of it. Now, how do we cast down these wrong thoughts that come to us? Well, something you need to understand is that we control our minds with our mouths. In Joshua chapter 1:8, God told Joshua, meditate in my word day and night. Let me read that verse to you, actually. In Joshua 1:8, he said, this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth. Say mouth. Mouth. But you shall meditate therein day and night. And so God is telling him, I want you to fix your mind on my word day and night. Meditate in my word. Ponder my word day and night. Well, God, how am I going to do that? Well, he told you how to do it right before he said, meditate in it day and night. He said, this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth. Meditate therein day and night. In other words, if you keep my words coming out your mouth and talking about my words, if you do that, that's how you're going to keep your mind on my word. Now, I just said all that so that you would see the reality that you control the mind with the mouth. Right now, when I'm ministering the word to you on the broadcast, I'm not thinking about anything else. Why? Because I've been talking for 15 minutes about the word. My mouth is controlling my mind. And so if a wrong thought comes to you, how do you get rid of that thought? How do you control that thought? You're going to have to open up your mouth and say something. Now, how am I going to say what I need to say when I need to say it to cast down these wrong thoughts? Matthew 12:34, Jesus said this, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. And so, friend, if you want to have your mouth do its duty and cast down these wrong thoughts when they come to you, it's vitally important that you keep your heart full of the word, because whatever has filled your heart is going to determine what comes out your mouth. And if you're not, if your heart is not full of the word, then when wrong thoughts start coming to you, and they will, when peace-robbing thoughts come to you, and they will, if your heart's not full of the word, then you will not open up your mouth and deal with those thoughts. And as a result, you will not enjoy the peace that God wants you to enjoy. And so part of enjoying God's peace in your life is to guard your thought life, is to don't let your mind go certain places. But that is actually connected to you keeping your heart full of God's word. See, if you will keep your heart full of God's word, then when a peace-robbing thought comes to you, if your heart's full of the word, you will open up your mouth and deal with that wrong thought and put it down. And as a result, you will enjoy the reality of God's peace in your life. And so you can see how all these things are connected. And oftentimes people, what they want is they want the fruit. They want to enjoy the good peace and of God, and they want to not be stressed and not be worried and not be anxious and not be troubled. They want to enjoy God's peace. Okay, but how do I do that? Well, let's work backwards. You have to work backwards from that step. That's where you want to end up. Well, go one step back. You're going to have to do something with your thought life, because peace-robbing thoughts are going to come to you, and if you let your mind go certain places, you won't enjoy any peace in your life. And so that's one step back from, I want to enjoy his peace. Okay, well, I got to do something in my thought life. Okay, well, how am I going to do the right thing in my thought life? You got to go back another step. I got to have a heart that's full of the word, because if my heart's not full of the word, then I won't be able to use my mouth when a wrong thought comes to cast it down so that I can enjoy God's peace in my life. And so then you need to go back a step from that. Well, how do I get my heart full of God's word? What I'm going to have to do is daily. I'm going to have to spend time in God's word. I'm going to have to read his word. I'm going to have to listen to good faith building messages. I'm going to have to go to church. I'm going to have to keep his word in front of me. And if I do that, my heart will be full. If my heart's full, when a wrong thought comes to try to rob me of my peace, I'll be able to cast it down. And if I cast down all those wrong thoughts, I will walk in the peace of God that passes all understanding. And so this is how these things work when it comes to enjoying God's peace in your life. And a big principle of enjoying his peace in your life is that you got to deal with these wrong thoughts. You got to guard your thought life and not allow your mind to go places that will end up robbing you of every ounce of peace that you have. Praise the Lord. Now, as we're closing today's broadcast, I want to remind you of these three things. Number one, there's a connection between the level of peace you enjoy and the thoughts you think on. Number two, to experience the peace of God in your life, there are places that you cannot allow your mind to go. And then number three, the level of peace you enjoy is connected to keeping your heart full of God's word so that you can cast down peace-robbing thoughts when they come to you. Let's pray. Father, Lord, we do thank you that your peace is living in us right now. And Lord, we're asking you to help us to guard our thought lives so that we can enjoy the reality of your peace in our lives. Lord, if we start to allow wrong thoughts to fester, if we start to think on things that are going to rob us of our peace, Lord, quicken us on the inside. Remind us by your Spirit to cast down those wrong thoughts and to deal with them so that they don't rob us of the peace of God in our lives. And Lord, we do thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Friend, thank you so much for watching today's broadcast. Now, don't forget to come back tomorrow for Friday's edition of our Faith for Life broadcast, and we're going to close out this series entitled Living in the Peace of God. We'll see you then.